But it was a great time. I really enjoyed getting to know everybody a little bit more and meeting the YWAM team down there and getting to know, like, our team. It was so much fun. John would, like, when the rest of us, all the wood, most of the wood was up at the top of the hill. So we'd have to, if we had a pickup available, we'd bring down big loads. And if it wasn't available, we'd go up and carry pieces down. And while most of us would carry, like, one or two pieces at a time, John would take, like, 15 or 20. And he was like... And Gene always had stories to tell during the day. There was never, always constant entertainment on the site. It was a great time working with everybody. And Darlene was the best dressed construction worker I've ever seen. So it was so wonderful. And what a week it was. I mean, I told you about how the morning that we left, it was a long day of travel. We got up early. Actually, Jen and I spent the night at John and Sharon's house so that we wouldn't have to get up that much earlier to come up here. And Bill picked us up, and it was a typical cold Northern Illinois winter morning. And it was weird thinking at the end of the day we'd be on a tropical island. And sure enough, we were. We took Bill picked us up from the Shirk's house and took us to the bus station, and we all took the bus ride to the airport and went through airport security, which always reminds me of the good old days when you could just show up to the airport 15 minutes before your flight and walk right down to the gate with your family. But we got through it. Nobody had to get detained at airport security. And when Darlene was talking about the plane shifted a little, we had a really bumpy ride. We had a lot of turbulence, and the pilot kept trying to change altitudes to find a place that was less bumpy, but we had quite a bit of turbulence in the landing. We had a big crosswind, so we had to kind of land sideways and straighten it out on the runway. And I've flown a lot, so I was never afraid at all. I've always figured, you know, if I die, I'm going to heaven. So no problem at all. But I know Darlene said she was a little bit scared going into it, so I was amazed that she held herself together pretty well for this as rough a flight as it was. Yeah. So we got to the airport, and everybody was fine. All our luggage made it there, and the people from the base picked us up in a big van and took us all down to the YWAM base. And it was late at night, so it was dark out, but it was kind of fun to see what scenery you could. I could smell the ocean. I've always loved the smell of the ocean. If you've been around the beach and you know what that is, I was just so glad to smell that salt air. And then we got to the base, and they gave us a little snack before going to bed because we had a really early morning. We had breakfast at 5:30. It was 7:30 there, but there's a two-hour time difference. So to you guys, we were up eating breakfast at 5:30 in the morning, getting ready to go to work. And we always had the meals were great. We always had eggs for breakfast, even though Jenna doesn't like eggs at all. There was several things that they served that she doesn't like at all, and I felt sorry for her. But she trooped it through, and she ate everything. But we got to eat a lot of Puerto Rican foods. Like, they had something, it looks like an English muffin, but it's not an English muffin. It's like you would take, huh? Is that what? Arepas? And it was like a cooked cereal that had been, you know, it's cooked on a fried almost. Yeah, fried mush, basically. And we always have a big lunch. There was always, like, you know, in the middle of the day, it's usually, you know, we eat a smaller lunch because we've got work to do and we don't want to go out in the hot sun after you've had a big meal. But that was, I guess, typical for Puerto Rico. We'd have a big meal with a salad and the main course and usually some sort of dessert. And they had mofongo, which was kind of like it's like a banana. It grows like a banana, but it eats like a potato. And they made mofongo, which I guess is a really fancy dish that, you know, it's special to get mofongo. It comes in a bowl, and they put, you know, they wrap this mofongo all around the inside of the bowl and then put meat in the center. And it was pretty good. All the food they fed us was really good. It was fun to try the new stuff. And they did their best to serve their best. Like, I think all the people at the YWAM base, all the kids there, were so happy to have us because they got all their favorites. But they really fed us well, and then we usually had a small dinner, and we got to sample all sorts of Puerto Rican cuisine, so that was a good time. And then Jenna went to the grocery store with Darlene and I think some others, and they've got apples and stuff to make crust, and they made apple pies, so we got to share some of our food with them too, and that was a good time. And the houses, if you noticed, there was the concrete was already poured, the foundation for the house, the slab, and then there was one layer of cinder blocks to build the walls on, and I think that's because of the rain, it keeps the wood dry. But Larry, it was so great having Larry. He laid out all the walls the way they were supposed to go, and then we put them together with him. And it was so cool to see every day how much work got done. We built the frames for the houses and put the roofing on, and it was just a good time to see how hard everybody worked. Nobody complained. Everybody helped each other. If somebody needed something, they were quick to jump to it. And some of the team was down. They were building, basically there was a dorm room for the boys that had already been built. Most of it was built, and they were putting up the inside, the walls, the drywall, and the siding and painting and stuff like that. And so I think there was maybe 16 boys that were planning to live in there. And then alongside that, we started the two houses that were meant for married couples that were going to be living on the base. So there's a couple married couples who have kids, and so we were building two houses along with the boys' dorm. And everybody put all their work into it. It was so great to see how hard everybody worked and how well everybody got along together. Some of the people at the base commented on how they loved to see how well we worked together as a team. And it was, you know, it wasn't hard at all. It was so easy to work with everybody who was so supportive and was willing to get things for you. They brought, you know, they always had a cooler of water down there for us to drink. And it was just I really enjoyed the work. I mean, we sweat a lot. Everybody got cuts and bruises and sore muscles and joints and things like that. But nobody was whining. Everybody just did everything they could, and it was just a wonderful experience. And I always think that's the way we as Christians ought to work together. You know, we might not always do construction, but it's so good to see brothers and sisters pour their hearts into a project, no matter what it is, and work together so well as a team. And we didn't have any training going in. We just did what Larry told us and dove into it and did the best we could, and we got a lot done. It was so cool to see every day how much more got completed. And towards the end of the end of the weekend, on Sunday, we got a chance to go do a little exploring. We went to the beach for a couple of hours, and I brought my snorkel and a mask, and I went swimming. There wasn't a bunch of coral or anything to see, but there were a lot of fish, and I found a $20 bill at the bottom of the ocean, which was fun. I needed some sunglasses. I found a pair of sunglasses in the ocean, and it was kind of like God providing, because then we used the $20 to get into we went to the fort. Puerto Rico, I think, means the rich port, right? And they explained to us there's a fort there that was built by the Spanish. They spent a couple hundred years building and fortifying the fortress around the island that's just off the coast of Puerto Rico, because Puerto Rico was the first stop from the sailors leaving Europe. It was the closest place before you get to the new land. So that was the resupply place where they'd get wood and water and food and everything that they needed for their travels. And so the Spanish did everything they could to control it, because they'd get the taxes, like the toll, for people coming and going. And so there was this huge fortress built, and I don't know how many miles of wall they put around this place. And the fort was really cool to see. There was an admission fee, so that $20 covered Jenna and I and a couple of our tour guides from the base. So that was really cool of God to provide that. But it was just neat to get some history and some culture, to taste the food, we went, as we were going around Old San Juan, there's a lot of tourists. There's a place that we saw where the cruise ships come in and port and dock, and the tourists get to, you know, walk around Old San Juan. And I thought how much more blessed we were to be on a mission trip and to have put in so much work doing something instead of just sitting around for a week. It was nice to have something to do, and it was cool to have a day to explore the island and see some of the culture and history and things like that. And we had our own tour guides from the base, so that was really handy. But it was just, I felt so much more fulfilled at having accomplished something down there, and as well as getting to have a little time to see the tourist stuff. And I think I would choose that anywhere I visited anytime. I think I would much rather go to serve and to do something than to just sit around on the beach all day and do nothing. So that was wonderful for me. And then at the end of the week, like Darlene said, they got up and they put on a show for us. It was, they said that music was very important to the culture there and the dancing. And so that was their way of thanking us for what we did. And so they had the pair dance, do a couple of dances, and then they had a couple guys playing guitar. They played some songs in Spanish that we couldn't understand, but they were really good. And everybody, all the, you know, the whole team was singing along, and it was just such a great time to see the team and how appreciative of us they were. They thanked us every day, all the time. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for coming down here. Every meal, you know, none of us ever had to get up for anything. They would bring us our drinks. So, you know, all the students would go through a line and serve themselves cafeteria style, but we just sat at the tables and they brought us everything. And, you know, it kind of felt bad. Like, here, we're just sitting here not doing anything and everybody else is taking care of us. But they were just so glad to have us and so happy to serve us with everything that we needed. You know, like the guys needed some ointment for their skin, they got it. If I needed some, the first morning I got sunburned because I thought, you know, it's January and February, you don't think of sunscreen. And I got burnt that first morning, and, you know, somebody went off and got me sunscreen on a shopping trip, and everything that you needed, they found it. I could use a hat. I have this hat that I take on all my trips. Yeah. And they got me a hat. You know, it was just so cool to see how much they appreciated having us, and I appreciated all the service that they put in because they were working right alongside of us. They were, you know, they did a lot of work in the boys' dorm, but anything that we needed, if we needed a tool, they'd go find it for us. It was also kind of cool. Some of the people on the base were really good at English. They were bilingual and did very well at it. Some of them were still working on that. And if they didn't know something, if they needed to ask us a question, they'd go to one of their friends who could speak bilingually and say, how do you say, like, a handsaw? How do you say a hammer? And they'd learn the word or the phrase and then come and ask us. And it was, you know, it was just almost to me like a thing of respect. I'll ask you in your own language. And it was, you know, anything that they could do to make us more comfortable, to make us feel like we were welcome up there as a home. And at the end of the week when they put on the dance and they did the singing and thanked us, and, you know, some of the team got up and they expressed their thanks in words. They just shared what they felt about us being there. I was, you know, kind of overwhelmed about how much love there was. And I told the team that the Bible teaches you can do anything. You can be a great worker, a good helper. You know, all the efforts that you make are worthless without love. And they showed so much love. And it made it so worthwhile. We could have been down there and built a couple houses. We could have built 10 houses. But if we didn't have love, you know, what good would our work have done? And it was so cool to see how much love our team shared by being there and how much love that team shared by taking care of us and how well we worked together. And I thought of that Psalm 127, which we used a couple weeks ago, and I preached more on the second half, but that first half, unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is useless. And it was so cool to know that, you know, we weren't down there to build a house. We were down there to do whatever God asked us to do. And I thought about everybody back home. You know, you guys might not all be called to do a construction project in Puerto Rico, but we're all called to do something. We're all called to be a missionary, whether we're abroad or right here at home, whether it's at work, in your household, you know, wherever it needs the work, God has something for you to do. I read 1 Corinthians last week, and, you know, it reminded me of how much God gives us gifts, things that we can use, talents, abilities. And Paul said, you know, unless you're using them to help other people, what good are your gifts? So we're called to be missionaries. You guys all have something that you can do, some talent you're good at, some service that you know how to do. We're all called to be missionaries. And I thought, you know, we didn't actually go out and preach the gospel. You know, we didn't go out in the streets like the YWAM team does, but we were in support of the YWAM team and what they were doing. And so we were doing the work of the gospel by supporting them. And everybody back here, you know, you might not be a street evangelist, but you can do something. So I'd like to encourage you all, don't forget, you know, the seven of us went down there far away to do a building project, and that was great. It was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it, and we did some good work for God. but there's so much more work left to be done right here in our own city. So don't forget that. We're all missionaries. We're all working for the same goal, to change the world, to bring people to God. And whatever you can do to make that happen, whether you're supporting a missionary, whether you're providing food or clothes or whatever, whether you're doing construction projects or working at the Rockford Rescue Mission or Salvation Army or things like that, whatever you're doing, remember why you're doing it. Remember what you are and what you're called to be by God. We're all missionaries and we're in this boat together. That's the reason we're a church. You know, we work down in Puerto Rico as a team. We're all a team here. We're one body, is the way the Bible puts it. We're one body with a lot of different abilities meant to work together. So don't forget that. You know, I'm glad that we could come back here and share this story with you, tell you about what we did. But you guys are a part of this team, everybody here. So remember your mission. Remember, and don't forget to look at the sign on the way out. You're entering your mission field. So thank you so much for your support. It was so good to have a church relationship with with the YWAM base in Puerto Rico. It's just such a blessing to me to be a part of this trip and to represent our church and to feel part of that love relationship that we share with all those people down there. And I just want to thank you guys for everything that you've done, whether you've supported us with prayer or whatever. I appreciate you guys, and I loved my time down there, and I'm glad to be home. And encourage you guys to remember there's still work to be done. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for the opportunity to go down and help out at the YWAM base in Puerto Rico. We thank you that we can offer our services, that we have talents and abilities that we can use in service of the gospel and spreading the word of you and telling the world that they need you. God, I pray that you would lay that on everybody's heart here this morning, that they would understand that we're all missionaries, that we've all been called by you to go and make disciples of the world, and whatever gifts we have, whatever talents that you've given us, that they're meant to be used for you. God, don't let us forget that. Remind us until we get off our butts and do something. Thank you so much for all the love we got to experience this week. Thank you for the love that this church shares for others. Thank you for everything that you give us and help us to do your work, God. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.